Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We're in Brachos 56, a lot of talk about dreams in the next daf or two or three. As Rabbi Rosner said, also there's a lot of stuff going on with different dreams. Let's just focus on one little aspect of dreams when talking about dreams when sleeping, and then dreams while awake. Rabbi Hanan said there are three kinds of dreams which signify peace, namely about a river, a bird, and a kettle. A river, for it is written, "Behold, I will extend peace to her like a river." A bird, for it is written, "As birds flying, so will Hashem, Master of Legions, protect Yerushalayim." A kettle, for it is written, "Hashem said peace for us." And Rabbi Hanina said this has been said only of a pot in which there's no meat, for regarding one with meat in it, it's written, "As you and you have sliced them in pieces as that which is in the pot and as meat within the cauldron." Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, if one sees a river in his dreams, he should rise early and say, "Behold, I will extend peace to her like a river," before the following negative verse occurs to him, "For distress will come in like a river." In general, when it comes to dreams, I was always on the fence on if we should believe it or not. There are opinions that go both ways, but definitely the Gemara seems to think that different things signify different things, especially in their time. But nowadays, I'm not so sure about that. But when you think and keep things in your consciousness, that's going to be in your subconsciousness. That's for sure. That's factual. I think it's even scientifically based. And if you keep good things in your thoughts, then you'll dream about good things. So if you think about and do good things during your day, hopefully at nighttime when you dream, you'll dream about good things at night. So if you're involved in Torah and Gemilas Chassadim and helping other people and trying to make the world a better place, hopefully your dreams will reflect that also. And not just nighttime dreams, but you should have daytime dreams when you're fully awake and alert that you should try to implement to try to change the world. Any idea, anything you have, we've talked about before, you have special qualities that no one else will ever have, no one else has had, and no one in the future will have. So you, yourself, are unique. We're each special and have what to contribute, and we each have a dalat amos to contribute. Whether you want to start different podcasts like I try to do, or whether you want to give shiurim, or whether you want to be a teacher or work on the train, or anything, any talent, you got to do it. Follow your dreams, and then whatever you do during the day, hopefully good things will be reflected in your nighttime dreams as well. Join us next time as we talk Brachos 57 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.